This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Tender like I do,
you'll never find. No matter where you search. Welcome back. Someone Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. So, how about on a 1 to 10... your shock level or surprise level in a hockey team that was dead last on January 3rd and now is on one of the greatest stretches in 50 years in Blue
City. To 10. This makes no sense based on how they were playing in October and November.
Can't put a number on it, but if I was the GM, I would have traded Tarasenko and Pietrangelo and Bomeister a month and a half ago, so I think that kind of says a lot. So yeah. I would put it well over a 10.
Do you think anybody thought this was coming?
Yes, the hindsight fans who don't say anything when they're going getting tough, but then, you know, hop on that bandwagon when they start to get good and then say, I told you so, to, you know, all the other fans and hockey writers and analysts.
I mean, the last loss before this streak was against the Kings. That was on Martin Luther King Day, I think. And it was a terrible loss. And it's just like, oh, well, that sucks. And since then, they've rattled off 10 straight, including wins against Tampa Bay, 2 against Nashville.
Wow.
And what is nice also is if Bennington does struggle, Jake Allen has looked pretty well. And that's good for the organization because that's high trade value for Jake Allen in the offseason if Bennington plays well. So I think having that two goalie set, because you know Bennington going to have that bad game. Maybe not, but eventually this year you think he's going to lay an egg. And you have Jake Allen there who's been playing well. So everything going right for the Blues, and I would be the first to say I wanted a full blow-up of the roster early January.
And believe me, everybody, I don't know if everybody wanted to trade Tarasenko, but everybody thought it was done.
Oh, yeah. Sellers. And we were talking about them being sellers at the
deadline.
And
even guys who maybe wouldn't say it publicly, when we'd go to commercial break, they would just rail on how bad teams were, or if you see them at a bar or restaurant, how bad this team was. Everybody. And now, wow. You know, it's interesting because the savior of the Rams was a guy from the Iowa Barnstormers. The savior for the Blues could be a guy from the Chicago Wolves who led them to a championship.
Although what's different in football, quarterback can take you places. You do need Tarasenko to still play how he's been playing Ryan O'Reilly. That line has been phenomenal. So it's more than Bennington. But I think Bennington has made the defense look so much better because he doesn't give in those softies. The defense feeds off of the energy of Bennington. So I think it's great.
It's like what Cam was saying yesterday on television that, you know, sometimes you get these goalies that are so frantic and it kind of affects the way the defense plays. But Bennington is just like a picture of calm in the net at all times.
I think it helps. He wasn't hyped up as a youth. He's 25 years old. He's not a young kid. So I think all of him being rattled, you know, kind of goes out the back door. He's a mature guy. He's very soft-spoken, you know, in the media. He doesn't say a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah.
But he just plays. And so I think it's great for the Blues to have a goalie such as this and Jake Allen playing well as well.
Yeah, and this is a good point by Splashback Deuce. Surprise level 5, you couldn't look at that roster and say it was a bad team even when they were last. But it's hard to believe they would turn it around. You're right. In fact, we used to say that it is a good-looking roster. I mean, they're really bad, we said, man, there's good players on that roster, guys with good resumes. But still, the stun level is a 10 for me.
I mean, my 10 just stems from how it's happened. If you had told me, even in November, hey, they turn it around and they're in the playoff spot in late February, I'd say, okay, that's fine. There are more playoff spots. I mean, there's more than half the teams make the playoffs. So I could have bought them making it. Not in this way. Like a 10-game winning streak is somewhat unprecedented in Blues history. There were really good teams in this franchise that never rattled off 10 straight wins.
You're right.
Never mind the way they're doing it. I mean, they are.
Now you're talking McInnes, Pronger, and Hull.
Yes. Yesterday's game was never close.
Yeah.
Even the game against Colorado, it never felt like they were going to lose that game. They're dominating opponents right now.
Hockey Bob, the Blues were never bad. They just played poorly. Well, I mean, if you're 30th, you're bad.
Right.
I knew without a doubt this year's Blues team would get it together. They had way too much talent to play bad for an entire season.
But what's get it together, though, right? Like, get it together is maybe sneak into the second wild card. It's not, I mean, the Blues, you could realistically say, have a shot at getting that second seed in their division. They're only 6 points behind Nashville.
How many fewer games have they played?
One or two? I do not know. Let me see real quick. So, I mean, it's gone from, hey, maybe they can get a second wild card to, hey, maybe they host in the first round. That's a significant three games in hand. Which
wow,
right now, I guess,
you
know, I know the joke's always been, oh, you always assume a win for games in hand. Well, when they've won 10 straight, you could probably assume at least two of those are going to be wins.
All right. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Maryville University students receive an additional extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. We're going to be broadcasting there on Thursday, the 21st, probably in the Simon Athletic Center. So come on by and say hello. We'll be talking with the athletic director, Lonnie Folks, probably some other coaches. Martin and I will be there. Tomorrow, by the way, Brian, we're going to be at 1860s.
Down in Soulard, because Mardi Gras is all kicking up. I know Taste of Soulard is this weekend, so is, I think, the Pet Parade is Sunday as well. So get ready for all the Mardi Gras activities down in Soulard. And that's the location, isn't it, where who's that waitress who wanted
taken,
to take
yes.
one? And Chuck was kind of sucking in his gut a little bit, trying to look
the best picture ever. Tammy Joy is one of their lovely waitresses. No, bartenders. Very beautiful woman. And so Chuck takes a picture with her, and never has a person sucked it in more in that moment than Chuck did.
He stopped breathing for a few moments because he had to suck it in that much. Do we have that photo somewhere? Who took it?
I'm sure Charlie does.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to get that.
I took one, too, and I told Monique, I said, we just hired a new intern. She's going to be working sports staff. She goes, shut up. Three games at hand. That is really good. Wow. All right. Let's see. What else?
Do you think Ryan O'Reilly looked around the room and thought this team was as bad as the Buffalo team he just came from? What was funny was at one point the Sabres were the surging team in hockey, and that was when the Blues were really bad. So, like, Ryan O'Reilly's probably like, oh, the team I left now is playing really well, and now we're in the dumpster, and now it's spun back around.
Yeah, it's a good point. I like Doug's prison wallet here. I just bought tickets for the Dallas game in a couple of weeks. Same seats I bought a few times this year. They cost $28 more per ticket this time.
Oh, boy.
Resale market is a blank blank. You know, in fact, Chris Zimmerman was discussing that yesterday, just how business is really good right now.
I bet.
Isn't that crazy that we've gotten to this point, Brian, that you can go to the game a month later, and now they're playing better, the tickets go up. When did we get to this in sports? I guess the Cardinals baseball is one of the first ones that you charge more for the Cubs on a weekend than the Pirates, you know, on a Wednesday. But it didn't used to be like that. But now, hey, team's playing better. We're going to charge you a little bit more.
Tier tickets, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
The only reason I am not totally surprised is how well they played on five straight Fridays against really good teams and great games. Of course, then the next day they would lose 6-0. That's from 3-1-4.
Frank, must-see TV Friday. Bill Maher, his guest, Claire McCaskill, our good friend, and Donna Brazile. Claire will be great at that. I think Claire will end up being a force on CNN or MSNBC. She has the gift of gab, and she's really bright.
By the way, John Calipari is, I guess, on his conference call.
Yeah.
And like all great coaches, he talks up the opponent. On Mizzou, at Tennessee, they had their chances and did a great job in a hostile environment. We know they're good enough to beat us. Having their best player go down early really affected them, but they've recovered from that.
Please.
Like any good coach.
Yeah, they're 3-9, and you just smashed the number one team in the country. Yeah.
Actual quote, we'll try not to win by 20.
Yeah. Wow.
Mizzou puts on their shorts the same way we do, boys.
It just takes, you know, the famous Butler coach, Joe Sexton, when they played Kentucky about two decades ago, said, hey, they put their pants on just the way we do. It just takes them a little longer to pull theirs up. All right, let's see. Let's take a short time out. Martin is going to join us when we come back. Kelly Chase, hopefully at about 11:20, talking Blues hockey. We'll be right back.